It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A ban on a landline phone fraud practice known as cramming is now law in Illinois. Governor Pat Quinn signed four bills today involving utility consumer protections. One bill bans a scam where third parties charge for unwanted or unneeded services on landline telephones. That includes extended warranties or voicemail, for example. The other new laws require utilities to notify credit reporting bureaus when utility bills are paid off and allow townships to purchase energy in groups just like cities and counties already can. A fourth new law protects net metering. That's where customers who produce their own renewable energy can sell excess energy back to a provider. Governor Quinn says solving Illinois' pension problem is imperative, and he is warning lawmakers not to go anywhere next month. Quinn says legislators cannot, quote, drift through the summer and do nothing about it. Illinois has $85 billion in unfunded liability when it comes to its pension systems. Although the amount continues to grow, attempts at reform have been unsuccessful. Legislative leaders met last month to find a compromise on who should pay retirement costs for downstate and suburban schools, but talks waded into school funding equality. Leaders asked for more time. Republican leaders say making districts pay retirement costs is a separate issue. They'd rather first pass a pension reform plan that appears to have wide support. But Quinn and House Speaker Michael Madigan want a comprehensive deal, including schools. The University of Illinois will be one of more than a dozen universities taking part in the second year of free online course offerings from Coursera. To tell us about it, here's Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows. Jim.
Thank you, Craig. Online courses from Coursera are offered to the public without college credit. They're usually the equivalent of a half semester of material or less, and the exam and student feedback components are designed for a class size in the tens of thousands. The head of the U of I Computer Science Department, Rob Rutenbar, says the Coursera offerings are useful for people interested in free access to specific instruction, but he says they're also being used by prospective students who want to sample a university's offerings.
We're starting to hear from high school students who are applying and coming in as our freshmen that they started sampling introductory courses online in this universe.
Coursera was launched last fall by two Stanford computer science professors. The company makes money by charging for related features, such as certificates of course completion. Some of that revenue will now go to the U of I. The U of I's Coursera offerings will begin this coming fall with subjects including organic chemistry, microeconomics, and how to create your own Android app. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News.
All right, thank you, Jim. Illinois' Procurement Policy Board has recommended that a $4.6 million contract the University of Illinois gave an architecture firm be voided because one of the company's owners is married to a key official at the school. Tuesday's vote sends the deal to a state inspector general for further investigation. The contract with BLDD Architects is part of the renovation of the Natural History Building on the Urbana-Champaign campus. Bruce Maxey owns part of BLDD. His wife, Jill Maxey, is the university's associate director of planning and a former BLDD employee. The University of Illinois Springfield will soon count the former head of the University of Illinois as a member of its faculty. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports.
Michael Hogan resigned in March as the U of I's president after faculty revolted against his style of leadership. Hogan's agreement with the Board of Trustees guarantees him a salary of $285,000 as a tenured member of the faculty at a U of I campus of his choosing. He selected the Springfield campus. In a statement, Hogan says it's because the campus is in the capital city, along with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. He also noted the school's reputation for online teaching. Hogan may teach courses online, but a U of I spokesman says that will depend on program needs. His contract stipulates that he must teach at least one class on campus. Hogan won't begin taking on classes at UIS until the fall of 2013. According to the terms of his resignation, he can spend this academic year on sabbatical. Meanwhile, longtime University of Illinois Administrator Robert Easter took over as president of the university earlier this month. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
In a couple of days, Champaign's Curtis Orchard will be open to the public, but there won't be as many apples available this year because of the devastating drought. The 80-acre farm has more than 4,500 apple trees and 20 acres of pumpkins. Curtis Orchard co-owner Randy Graham says people should visit the farm's website ahead of time to find out what's in stock.
When they see that that favorite variety is available, they'd probably be wise to at least call and see what the volume is, what the availability is going to be like. certain varieties may make a shorter appearance than they do some years, so they might need to get out here quicker to make sure they get the variety they love.
Graham says because of the extreme heat, he and his staff have redoubled irrigation efforts. He says pumpkins usually don't require water, but he says that has not been the case this year. Meanwhile, individual apple trees are typically watered every 8 days, but in the last few weeks, with temperatures spiking to 100 degrees, irrigation systems have watered those trees every 4 to 5 days. Curtis Orchard opens July 20th. For updates on available apples, visit curtisorchard.com. Decatur residents are being asked to conserve water because of the drought. The level of Lake Decatur is dropping half an inch each day. City officials say they might make conservation measures mandatory if things do not improve. They say the city has not really recovered from a drought last year. And the head of Chicago's public schools is all but assuring that the district's board will reject an independent fact finder's recommendation to give teachers a double-digit pay raise. At an appearance today to announce a back-to-school initiative, CEO Jean-Claude Brizard said there's no way he could accept a recommendation that he says would cost the district $330 million, lead to thousands of teacher layoffs, and increase class sizes. Brizard's comments echo Mayor Rahm Emanuel's contention on Monday that the recommendations were not fiscally or educationally tethered to reality. Emanuel's hand-picked board is scheduled to vote on the fact finder's recommendations later this afternoon. If the board rejects the recommendation, the district and the union have 30 days to negotiate before teachers could go on strike. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.